Unit 10. Online Business. Track 26.
I think that gives us time for a couple of questions before the break. Yes.
I was just wondering what you thought were the main differences between government websites and those in the private business sector.
Right. Well, it's really what I was talking about at the start of my presentation. One of the main differences used to be that business websites were aimed at selling online, whereas government sites were simply offering information and access to services. But a new online business might start off by offering its products or services for free, while some government sites might be taking payment for certain services. I don't really want to go into too much detail at this stage, as Peter Adams will be dealing with commercial sites and credit card security in the next session.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how a company can improve its online sales through web page design.
I'm really sorry. Could you just repeat that question? Because I don't think everyone heard.
Oh, sure. Sorry. I'd like to know how a company can actually improve its online sales through web page design. I mean, what is it exactly that makes it more effective?
Well, as I've already said, Peter will be dealing with those kinds of issues later. But what I would say is, think of eBay and Amazon. You know, what makes those sites so effective? Making the online experience quick, easy, and user-friendly is the key. Otherwise, users will just click off the site. And build in flexibility. I mean, allow your user to change her mind and order two items instead of three without going all the way back to the beginning. When you think of the most successful sites, they have very user-focused design, provide information without overloading the user, and are just simple to use. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thanks.
Good.
I'd be interested to know more about copywriting. I mean to say, could you tell us what kind of language you think works well on websites?
That's a really interesting question. The language, tone and look of a business site is going to be quite different. Although government sites should also be open, friendly and clearly written. And we've seen the increasing use of social media such as wikis and blogs for both company and government sites. But on the whole, commercial sites use language that's what I call punchy or young and trendy. And copy, or the language used on websites, is primarily designed to encourage users to spend money.
Yes, but I was wondering whether there was any kind of language that you would avoid using.
So, your question is, what kind of language should we avoid? Well, yeah. Apart from the obvious, you know, offensive language. The sort of language depends on the industry and the purpose of the website. Is it aimed at customers, members of staff, or shareholders? What I usually say is, don't use very technical terminology. Jargon, abbreviations and acronyms should all be avoided. You'll find some guidelines on copywriting in the handout. Is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. Well, let's break for 15 minutes then. Thank you.